El Paso shelter official, surge in migrants is a warning. We had a shelter at 140% capacity. By Ian Hanchett on September 19, 2023. During portions of an interview with CNN aired on Tuesday, El Paso, Texas Opportunity Center for the Homeless Deputy Director John Martin stated that there is an increase in the number of migrants coming into El Paso, which should be heeded as a warning. And one facility that shouldn't have more than 120 people, and it was up to 170 people. CNN senior national correspondent Ed Lavandera said, "There's a growing number of migrants crossing into the United States, raising concerns this could be the early stages of a renewed surge of illegal immigration. In recent days, a crush of people flooded into Mexico's southern border and continued north. Large migrant groups have been spotted on trains heading to the U.S. southern border. In El Paso, city officials say they've helped more than 4,000 migrants in the last week." He then played a clip of Martin stating, "Just a few days ago, we were up at 170 here at this location for a facility that comfortably should be no more than 120. Lavandera then said, "Daily encounters in El Paso are about 1,200 per day. Most migrant shelters are full, some migrants are sleeping outside. But the city is using hotels like this one to handle the overflow." Lavandera added, "The crisis is not limited to El Paso." And discussed a surge in San Diego that has volunteers dealing with thousands of migrants. Lavandera further stated, "A Homeland Security official tells CNN 8,000 migrants, including families, were apprehended Monday on the U.S. southern border. That number higher than the 3,500 per day average in May right after Title 42 COVID restrictions ended. But in El Paso, this migrant surge doesn't rival those during Title 42, at least not yet." Lavandera then played a clip of Martin stating, "The only thing that I can say, we're starting to see a larger number of peoples, and I think it should be heeded as a warning." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.